show from TV, the Whoa. WWE show.
See, man, starting things with fireworks already.
I know it was the non-Sam wrestling. All right.
Man, I tell you, when you're when you have a show that is just a chill stream, it doesn't necessarily matter. But just for craps and giggles, let me just run the intro real quick. If I can find it, if it's on this computer. It is. All right, hold on, folks. Give me 1 second.
The critical explanation or interpretation of a body of work. We examine the fandoms of young and old, looking from origin to ending and everywhere in between. They say you never truly know someone until you know what they are passionate about. Sit back and buckle up. Welcome to the Exegesis.
All right, cool. All right, so yeah, just a chill stream, everybody. If anybody comes on to watch or listen in or whatever, welcome to the Exegesis. Just having fun. I am in San Antonio this week. Work has pulled me out here. It's been an interesting week. Gotta love work conferences, lots of meetings, lots of walking around. Makes it really uncomfortable when you have surgery on Friday and then have to do all this flying and walking around throughout the week, but that's all right. Tonight, got Donovan with me. Big Swole, how are you, man?
Woo! I'm good, for one. For two, I am super jealous that you are in San Antonio right now. I love San Antonio. I'm super sad that you are there. Oh, I would love to be at the Riverwalk right now with a margarita in hand and just chilling. How's the weather out there?
Rainy.
Oh, don't tease me like that. Oh, I bet it smells so good. I love the smell of rain.
Yeah, I was out there earlier today, about an hour and a half ago, and it was just kind of misty. So just making things sloppy. Yesterday afternoon, it was great. It was like 68 degrees. The sun was shining. And, I almost walked to the Alamo because you said Riverwalk. I can look out my window and see the river. It's like right below my room. So, got the Alamo Dome across the street. The Alamo, is, on the other corner. Right here downtown. That's all right. It's a work conference. We're just having fun. Just talking about whatever. So, let's see, I think we got some comments coming up. All right. Hey, what's up, Andrew? How are you doing? Welcome in. So, you were telling me, off air that you are, rather sore.
I am super sore, dude. I can't even joke about it right now.
Everybody why.
So I'm actually training to be a professional wrestler. Mm-hmm. This is my second go around where I've actually like sat down and, you know, I've started lifting, changing my diet, trying to actually do this. And, this is right here. So I'm squatting. I'm trying to squat this man. And this is about a 6'4", zero body fat, like just machine of a firefighter. His name's Oceano Avery. He's one of he's one of like the best people. Thank you. He's one of the best people that you could ever meet. Even outside of wrestling, we had to take like a trip out to Utah. We all drove together, you know, doing the wrestling bonding thing.
Yeah.
But yeah. Like right now, I am super sore. I tried going through work. I work in the warehouse of a hospital. And so it's a lot of lifting and everything. And today I was just like, I don't want to be here. I'm so, so sore. My back hurts. It's mostly my back that really is like the kicker right now. My legs are sore, but you know, you walk with that. That's fine.
Yeah. Yeah. And you know, you think you're in shape and you know that, I get a lot of good exercise at work and I work out, you know, at the gym and whatnot, but when you try to lift a 6'4" dude on your shoulders, it brings a whole new meaning.
Yeah, it was definitely like, it was like, oh, okay. You know, I'm just going to lift this person up. And even though, you know, they're doing their part, it's still like, okay. Then my coach says, hold it. And I'm like, all right. And then I squat a little and I'm like, okay, I want to see if I can actually hold this for the picture. But overall, it was a fun training session. Definitely one where I'm like, it just makes me happy. It makes me almost tear up every time I get there.
Yeah. Yeah. I know I've known you for years now. And just the way that we've talked about wrestling, in general, I know you have a passion for it. And we even talked about training and doing things in the past. So, man, I'm so stoked for you. I'm so proud that you're chasing after your dreams and making it a reality. That's a big step.
Thank you. Thank you, sir. It's it is very interesting, especially with like OTR. Or anybody that like pursues it. Cause we had somebody that like, this was their first time ever getting to actually touch a ring. Like they had only ever been fans and this was technically their first day. He touched the ring or like my coach was like, you can go touch the ring. You can go touch the post. Like it's not going to bite you. And this dude walks in and he's like barely touching it. And, you know, it's that awe, like it's that one of those things. It's like, oh, it's here. It's real. It's right there. It's not, you know, we're like 10, 11 feet back from a barricade and we can't really go near it.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I'm like, all right. But how's your week been?
You know, kind of like you, I'm sore. I'm recovering. I had lower hernia surgery on Friday. So I'm still quite swollen and bruised. The pain is still there, but it's eased up a lot. Every day gets a little bit better. Did a lot of walking around today. So I'm really stiff. But it's all right. It happens and getting fixed up. Now I'm back on the road to recovery. I was just missed like, man, it's been, I missed last week, because of the surgery. I'm going to miss this Thursday because, I'm flying back home. And then my daughter's wedding's coming up this next weekend. And so I'm really going to be busy doing, you know, doing all the family stuff. But I wanted to get stuff out there because there's a few announcements that have come out, some trailers that came out this week. And I didn't want to just, you know, not have and not get my thoughts out there on some stuff. So thanks for jumping on with me. It's kind of weird just talking about things when no one's there listening to you and having, you know, someone to bounce ideas off of. And some of the topics that I want to hit tonight, you're a perfect person to sound off on. So, But before we get into those, I'm just curious. I know that this week, in fact, I think it was today or yesterday, they released the Star Wars Bad Batch Season 3 trailer. And are you caught up on Bad Batch? Do you watch the Star Wars animated stuff?
I love the Star Wars animated stuff. I am not caught up on the Bad Batch. I will admit that. Like, I'm not even going to pretend. I haven't watched season 2. So I watched the first season. Mm-hmm. I need to watch the second one. And I'm debating if I want to get Morgan into Star Wars, just because it's like one of those other things. Like, me and my sister, we've barely gotten her into the extended universe of Marvel. So mm-hmm. I'm like, I don't know if I want to be like, hey, all right, babe, you know, let's watch, you know, the 6 good Star Wars movies that
right
maybe be an unpopular.
The answer to that is always yes. You always want to get someone into Star Wars. Even if you start with the cutesy Mandalorian, you can watch the Mandalorian, the ooh and ah over little baby Yoda or Grogu or whatever you want to call him.
Yeah. Good
introduction to it. You know, because even my wife, you know, just when I sat her down and watched the first 3, or sorry, 4, 5, and 6. So yeah. Star Wars, Empire, and Return of the Jedi. She's like, I don't get it. I don't understand what the big thing is. And then she watched the first 3. And then when she kind of understood that, oh, this little kid is Darth Vader, or will grow up to be Darth Vader.
Yeah.
Oh, now I get it. Now he's their parent. Oh, okay. So it started making a little more sense. But she'll watch. She watches the shows with me. She watched Ahsoka. She watched Andor. Yeah, she's watched Mandalorian with me. It's always yes. Yeah, that way they, you know, and she doesn't have to like it.
No, she doesn't. I'm just like, you know, we always want to have something that we can always watch. Like, there'll be certain like anime that she's gotten me on that I never thought I would ever watch. And so like the Marvel series, you know, she was never really into it until she saw, like, me and my sister, we have a rule. If it's a prominent part to the MCU, or if it's a cool superhero like Captain Marvel, we don't care. We'll watch it separately. But like, What If season 2? Mm-hmm. I waited 2 weeks after it came out, because she was busy during the holiday break, for her to drive down, and we binged the entire thing. Like, we will do that. Ant-Man, I had to wait mm-hmm. a month until she came home from college to watch that. So we'll do that. But now it's gotten Morgan more into it, to where she's like, okay, well, I need to learn everything to mm-hmm. get back into this. And I think she would like Star Wars, because it's just the story to it. It's not really like the crazy, you know, lightsabers or guns. It's just the story that's tangible, that can capture a person, which is so easy to introduce her to stuff, because I'm like, okay, you don't care if the main actor's hot. You care more if, like, oh my god, that dude's dad. Oh, right. Yeah, crazy plot twist.
Yeah,
if nobody knew that, I'm sorry.
If they didn't know that by now, then shame on them.
I would say that.
Yeah. 81 was a long time ago. So but yeah, I'm trying to think what. Echo. Did you watch Echo?
I haven't watched Echo. She hasn't been home. So what I'm excited for, I just think it's really cool that, you know, they actually have a actor who is deaf to play mm-hmm. the actual hero. They didn't just write it off or, you know, fake it. They actually had that. So I'm excited for Echo to come out.
Yeah. I like comics. I like the Marvel characters. I've heard of Echo, but along the same lines of, say, Daredevil, and even Hawkeye, when she made her first appearance, I really don't know much about those characters other than general story.
Yeah.
And so if they take liberties, I don't care. If it's not exactly a comic book accurate, I don't care. Echo's Native American. Loved that they played that into it. Def loved how they put that together. The amputee loved how they did that. Were there issues? Yeah, but I like that it's shown, and I was entertained by it. And the story I thought was decent. Again, don't know the backstory about it. I don't know if the MCU version lives up to what was in the comic books, but I was entertained, and that's all I care about.
Yeah.
Show me something good, something I haven't seen before, and make it where I'm entertained. Whereas like Mandalorian season 3. All right. Yeah. I know a little bit more of the backstory, but when I watched the first one, all right. So they have this thread, and this thread. And then to finish it, they don't touch any of those. They just kind of skirt on the edge and say, here's our real story. And like, well, what happened way over here? I mean, you promised all this stuff and, all this cool things, and we didn't really get it. This Echo story was pretty cut and dry. Here's a glimpse at this character, a backstory. If you liked it, you liked it. And I did. So.
And like for her, she will technically be the first part of like the lower level, like Manhattan style Hell's Kitchen Avengers team, which is supposed to be, we're supposed to re-get back the Netflix heroes, I think, other than Iron Fist, because I don't believe that I know it's canonical. I know they added it into the Disney Plus lineup, but for some reason I remember hearing that we won't have Iron Fist, but we will have back Luke Cage if the original actors, decide to reprise their roles. John Berthel has said that he will be Frank Castle again. And it's supposed to be them. Jeremy Renner's supposed to come back. Tom Holland's Spider-Man, now that nobody knows he's Spider-Man, technically, other than like Captain Marvel or Nick Fury, because they weren't technically on Earth. Kingpin's supposed to be the new big bad for the street level heroes. And I'm like, okay, cool. I'll wait. I want to see how good Echo is. And then from there, this is kind of like a restart for everybody. If you're barely getting into Marvel, you can be like, okay, well, I'll start with Echo. Like they're having that point that I love, because I started these Marvel movies back with the original Hulk, series that came out. And so now I'm at the point where I'm like, I'm too invested to stop, but I understand when new fans are like, I don't want to watch 27 movies and 30 TV shows to understand this. And I'm like, okay, well, hopefully they'll have that breaking point at least. Mm-hmm. And that was supposed to be with like, Spider-Man No Way Home. And it was like, oh no, it still continues. So now we don't know where to go. So I don't know. Well, I'm excited for Echo.
And I don't think I'm spoiling anything, because the preview showed Kingpin in Echo.
Yeah.
That's not a spoiler. And Vincent D'Onofrio plays an amazing Kingpin. Even from Hawkeye or the Netflix Daredevil series, was absolutely amazing. And I guess they did bring back, because at one time they said, oh, it's not canon. But they brought it back through the MCU. To make it canon. I wasn't a fan of the Jessica Jones show. I wasn't a fan of Luke Cage. And I think it was more of a writing part that I didn't like. I liked most of Daredevil, but even that one was just kind of like, I like Charlie Cox's Daredevil.
Perfect.
But some of the writing just was like, eh, all right, I can see why this is a Netflix series instead of like a MCU series. And then, yeah, Iron Fist, I really didn't care too much about. But, yeah, so it'll be interesting to see how they go forward with that. And I heard that they're thinking about tapping Tom Holland to maybe not do more movies, but more of the TV shows, yeah, which would be pretty cool just to kind of tie it all together. I don't know. We'll see how it goes.
But I know there's been a topic that you are super excited to talk about. Do you think we should get into that?
Yes. Yeah. Actually, you know what? I want to end with that one. So, and I brought this up in our Discord chat. So in our Discord is our, let me pull it up. That way I can actually promote it properly here. Is our Downtime in the Ring Discord server, where we talk about, well, everything really, but yeah, wrestling, just general stuff, Downtime in the Ring episodes, which if you're new to listening and you don't know, Donovan has his YouTube channel, Downtime in the Ring. And he does amazing interviews with wrestlers. What was it, the last? And I might be behind by one, but I think the last one that I saw was part two with Erica.
Yeah. So Erica was, so yes, Erica was last week. I love talking to her. I love talking to her father. You know, those two. The dynamic, like the stuff that I had to cut out of the episode, the amount of like times that he picks on her and just like the bond that they have, you know, she's going to go far. She's already going far. But also for like anybody that, you know, you don't necessarily have to like pro wrestling to like Downtime in the Ring. We're a pro wrestling podcast, but not necessarily about pro wrestling, because these people have lives. Like, yeah, these people are, you know, they're different. A lot of the time, you know, you'll have these Marvel conversations, Star Wars, mm-hmm, which I think like if aliens ever came and invaded, is like Star Wars is the one thing most of humanity could be like, this is the one thing we made correct, because we can all agree or disagree that this brings people together.
Yeah. And but, I'm trying to remember what her and Erica is. What's the anime?
My Hero. There.
Yes. My Hero Academia. Yes. Yeah. And she really is. She's so.
She's very genuine. She.
Yeah. Positive. Just like easy to talk to. And I'm just sitting there and I'm listening to your episode, and I'm like, all right, yeah, just all right, keep going. Yeah. And I was like, oh man, the episode's over. Oh, I want to hear more, just because you can tell that she's having a good time. Dad's having a good time. You're having a good time. It's just, yeah, it's just absolutely amazing. So, yeah. Even if you're a wrestling fan or not, and you just want to hear good stories, check out Downtime in the Ring. It's absolutely amazing. So what I wanted to talk about next was something that happened on Raw last night.
Oh,
there was one segment to open the show with Seth Rollins, and you could tell that he's busted up. That knee would not last a match, and he was telling the crowd that, you know, hey, I'm hurt. I don't know if I'm going to make Mania, but you know, and gets cut off.
Yes.
And down to the ring comes the ring general, Gunther.
Yes.
And I didn't know where they're going to go with this. I was like, they're not seriously going to allow physical contact just because we already know that it's already torn up and they're not going to risk damaging it even more. So I was like, what are they going to do? And then Gunther cuts this promo, which he doesn't talk much.
No.
And I'm listening to him and I'm like, he speaks really well. I was so impressed with what he had to say and how he said it. I was like, wow, if he could just have a little polish, then total package right there.
Yes.
Because he's impressive in the ring. He's already the longest champ for
I think we're like maybe 30 days away. Like he's the second right now longest reigning Intercontinental champion. Is he first?
Oh yeah, he beat Honky Tonk.
Oh Jesus. Oh no.
So it's crazy. So the day before he beats Honky Tonk, I'm talking to Honky Tonk Man. And I said, what do you think about Gunther breaking your record? And he shut it down and wouldn't really talk to me after that.
Oh.
And I'm like, dude, you haven't been active in the ring in how many years? And you're going to get all butt hurt when somebody that you've just been talking to for 15 minutes asks you, you know, hey, how do you feel? You know, what do you think of this guy? And, you know, because he's going to break your record and you shut up and go sit out in the corner and sit down. Come on. But, he's 594 days, I think they said, that he's been the Intercontinental champ. I think he's close to losing that title because I think they're going to put him on a main title push. But. What'd you think of Gunther?
So I loved it. That was my biggest fear. I was like, nobody is dumb enough to have Seth get hurt in this situation. My fantasy booking immediately came out. I was like, okay. So, and I was talking to Morgan about this and I was like, okay, so realistically the best way to do this right now is take the belt off him so that the belt stays in light, give it to Priest. And I was talking to Chris about this and Chris hinted, he was like, you don't need CM Punk and Seth Rollins to have the belt at this Mania. Like, you guys don't, like, mm-hmm. Nobody does. This is straight just two soldiers who are just mad at each other. That this has nothing to do with the title at all. I was like, it would be kind of cool if Damian came down to the ring and was like, I could cash in and we can ruin your career, or I could cash in, you relinquish the title, and you know, it would kind of make more sense to like the whole everybody's pushing Damian out. Obviously, he got an easier world title win than Finn. R-Truth could do so many wacky things with that belt. I would love it. Yeah. But Gunther, I looked at Gunther, I listened to Gunther, and I was like, this is going to be WrestleMania 42 main event. Like, I don't think WrestleMania 41, but WrestleMania 42 main event, night two. I think in Tennessee, I think in Nashville, Tennessee, this is going to be the guy. This is going to be the dude. Mm-hmm. He's not even trying to technically finish a story. This is just going to be the guy. Yeah. And we have to accept that at this point.
Yeah. Yeah. I wasn't sure. My first thought was, all right, maybe they'll push it for, like an elimination chamber.
Yeah.
You know, winner takes the belt. But I think that's too far off to do that. I think I had put in there something about Priest trying to cash in and then, yeah, I think, let's see, what I said was they give the option to Priest to, he can either relinquish the belt or the briefcase and get a title shot or immediate, like, or get the title or get a title shot,
yeah,
with say like him and Gunther, or he can keep the briefcase and he can still cash in on whoever has it, but he's only got, I mean, they only got till Mania to do it.
Yeah.
So yeah, I mean, time's running short. So yeah, I don't know exactly how they're going to play this off yet. I don't know.
We're getting into that nervous part of being professional wrestling fans where we go, okay, we've waited. We've been patient. We've been good kids. We have waited all year for Christmas. And now that something is going awry, we're like, don't mess up Christmas. This is the one time of the year that we get to truly enjoy professional wrestling where like tribalism's gone because everybody watches Mania.
Mm-hmm.
And we're like, don't you take this away from me. Don't you take him away. Don't do it. Don't. So.
Yeah. And as followers of the sport, I think I fantasy booked the Rumble and Elimination Chamber and Mania 16 different ways in my head, constantly trying to figure out what they're going to do, and they always surprise. So I'm excited for that. But what about the other confrontation that we got at the end of the night? The two main guys squaring up face to face. What'd you think of that exchange?
I try to live by like a rule, like I don't hate anybody at all in my life, but I really hate that man so much that I'm like, all right. So, okay. CM Punk's promo since coming back, since the first promo he cut the night after Survivor Series, have been perfect. See, even my voice cracked because I couldn't say it. It has been perfect. I've never seen him this crisp other than in 2014. So I'm like, okay, this makes sense. One thing that did tick me off, though, and this is not even like a wrestling thing, is when he goes, I'm the real American dream. And I went, buddy, are you? Like, don't try this. Don't try it. Because there's so much that, you know, backlash that could be brought up because of that. Other than that, these two, the picture I sent where they're face to face and then you have the two toilets facing.
Yeah.
I thought that was perfect for the morning. Overall, you're correct. Like, I can't fight it. Cody is more Punk than Punk, but Punk is more Cody at this point.
Like, yeah.
We're starting to get the grittier side of Cody Rhodes that I think we, for a lot of fans who, you know, didn't watch, you know, the Bullet Club Cody, they didn't get to see. That's what we're going to start getting. But then a lot of people are just getting Phil at the point where he's like, I just want to fix everything that's happened. And if I have to go through you, I'll do it.
Yeah.
And I have to respect it. I don't like him, but I have to respect it. And I have to give him the benefit of the doubt that this time for the next 3 years, we may get a good version. So
yeah.
Overall, that promo.
And I think I agree with you. I've never been a huge Punk fan. much to the chagrin of our friend Rev.
Yeah.
I never got into the whole believability of him being the best in the world.
Yeah.
He's a good worker. Yes. Aces on the microphone. Sure. But as far the ability to really carry a company, and they said he did, I don't know if he actually did or not. That was a low point in WWE in general.
Yeah.
And his attitude and his actions and the way that he left when he did, he was extremely selfish and was out for himself.
Yes.
And when he came back, actually, when he went to AEW, I said, this could work if he's willing to give back, not necessarily to the fans, but to the other wrestlers.
Yes.
And he wasn't. He was still into his own thing at that time. And it cost him. And I think he sees that now. And from everything I've seen, from all the backstage dirt sheets and whatnot, it's a different Punk than what we were reported on before. He's willing to stop by and talk to the younger talent, willing to talk over matches and give input to older talent. He's really working behind the scenes to give a good product, even if he's not involved in it. And he's got a good head for the business. He really does. And I'm just glad that we're finally getting that part of him back where it seems genuine and he wants to really give back to the industry that gave him so much. So I'm all for it. I'm excited to see where this goes. I have a feeling it's going to be Cody and Punk as the last two in the Rumble, not to give too much of, because Downtime in the Ring is going to do a Rumble preview on Thursday. So I'll just give you my input on that real quick. I think it's going to end up being them two at the end. I think that we're going to have Cody win it again. They've been building or been mentioning too much Stone Cold winning twice to in a row to complete his thing. So I think that's where we're going to go with it. And I still think that they want Rollins in, if he's able to go, in Punk at Mania. So I don't know. We'll have to see how that all shakes out.
I'm okay with anybody but CM Punk. And the only reason why is because my entire life with this whole from Ruthless Aggression to now is like, oh my God, a WWE guy goes to TNA, instantly gets a belt, goes to ROH, instantly gets a belt, goes to New Japan, instantly gets a belt.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, okay, if we're going to keep that mentality, and now that you're older, why is it okay if this man comes in and instantly gets the rocket put on his back? Like, okay, Cody came in, got a match at Mania, you know, blew the roof off of AT&T Stadium, competes for a month, tears his pec, comes back, wins the Royal Rumble, main events WrestleMania, and loses. Like, it, no matter what, anybody can argue, oh, he got the jetpack. Yeah, and then he crash landed and he had the whole Discord mad and angry, and people were, I was livid at that point. Like, yeah. I don't want it. Save it for 41. I think we're back in SoFi. I think we're somewhere. I don't know. But save it for 41. Like, let's have the time to simmer. I just want to see Punk and Grudge matches. That's all I want to see. I just want to see Punk and Grudge matches until we get into like year two of his contract and then put a belt on him. I don't care.
Yeah. Punk doesn't need it. He doesn't need the rub.
No.
Not that Cody does either. But to continue this, finish his story line, I think he needs that in order to get to Roman to finish that story. So
100%.
That's why I picked that. And yeah, I'm sure there'll be something nefarious. Maybe Rollins comes out and interferes, costs Punk the match, and that kickstarts the whole thing again. Maybe Gunther. I don't know. Gunther will be one of the last four that'll be out there. I don't know. But talking about finishing your story, that hashtag really took off over the last couple of days. And the reason being, for all my gamer friends that are out there listening in, they released details about the upcoming WWE 2K24 video game that comes out in May,
March 3rd. I might have that wrong. I think I'm thinking of a promotion, a local indie show. I don't think I'm thinking of the right thing.
I'm trying to see.
Is it the third? I think it's the third.
Of course, it doesn't say on here. It says pre-order now.
Pre-order it for
3/12.
May 12th?
May 12th.
Okay, May 12th. Okay,
March
12th. Okay, so I am thinking of, when I said that, I was thinking of something. I was thinking of a promotion here in Albuquerque. Okay.
Yeah, 3/12/24.
Ooh, I'm so excited. I'm so happy. I can't wait.
I know you and I have been playing these wrestling games for as long as wrestling games have been out.
Yes.
Whether it's been Nintendo 64 with the NWO, WCW versus NWO. Or,
1 minute.
Uh-oh. Oh, he's got it.
Technically WCW, but
oh, Mayhem.
Yeah, Mayhem. Yeah.
Mayhem. What was it? WrestleMania 2000 was also on the 64.
Mm-hmm.
But they've really come a long way with the wrestling games.
100%.
They took a break. Was it 2021 or 22?
I think it was 22 that we took a break because of the pandemic.
Well, we weren't going to get one anyway.
Yeah.
They took it back and redesigned it. They looked at the product that they had and they're like, you know what? This just isn't good enough. And thankfully, because they were starting to get stale again. But we got 23 last year that had quite a few changes to it. The hashtag was finish your story. And the reason being is the superstar that they got for the regular edition is none other than the American Nightmare, Cody Rhodes.
Whoa!
What?
I said, whoa.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I thought you said no. I'm like, uh-oh, did I have it wrong? Yeah, so they got him on the regular cover. Then there's a, and we'll get into more of the details on what all these different editions have here in a minute. But then they have a deluxe edition that is that features Bianca Belair and Rhea Ripley on the cover of the deluxe edition. And then there is an edition called, let me make sure I get this right, 40 Years of WrestleMania. And it has quite a few superstars that are on the cover of that one. Rock, Undertaker, Lesnar, Andre the Giant, Hulk Hogan, Stone Cold's on there. And then a few others that are on there as well. So let's see, I guess we should start with, before we get into what's in the game, we can start with the editions. So the standard edition, and this is still cross-gen. So PS4, Xbox One, PC, and then they have the next-gen ones for PS5, Xbox Series X, or S, and then I'm sure there's the PC version for that one. No, let's see, cross-gen or previous gen, PS4, Xbox One, and then current or next gen, PC, PS5, Xbox Series X or Series S, will have that one. Trying to get into where's my details. Everything's all messed up on my screen.
I have them up if you need it.
All right, so I have we'll start with the granddaddy of them all. 40 Years of WrestleMania Edition. A little pricey. It is about $120. You get the standard edition game plus the next gen one. You also get the 40 Years of WrestleMania pack, which features alternate attires for Macho King, Randy Savage, which was WrestleMania 6, Rey Mysterio, which was WrestleMania 22, Triple H, which features the gear from WrestleMania 30, Charlotte Flair from WrestleMania 33, Rhea Ripley, WrestleMania 36, as well as gold rarity cards, My Faction cards for each of those. Instant unlock of all playable showcase characters in the WrestleMania 40 arena.
So that's what gets me right there.
If the, I can do the arena,
the arena. I don't think we've ever had it. We've never had it before where it's given us what we're gonna get at WrestleMania.
Oh yeah, yeah, because it's always the year behind.
So for it to say WrestleMania 40 Arena in Philadelphia, that makes me so nervous, because I'm like, we've never had that. We're always, at least for me, my eyeballs are literally glued to Twitter the week of WrestleMania because they start building it. Like in SoFi, I was sending one picture every day to the Discord, and I was like, okay, cool, we're starting to get it. And then I skipped that Friday, and I went straight to Saturday, and I was like, okay, here it is, a few hours before. Or actually, yeah, the Corey Graves did a video for it, so we've never had it early. So I'm like, is that a good idea? Is that, like, why would we do that? Why?
I don't know. I know we haven't ever had it before, and I think because it's going to be such a big deal, because I think there's going to be some huge things that happen at WrestleMania this year. I think they're planning on it being one to talk about, probably the measuring stick up until they get to WrestleMania 50, which then they'll go, I'll stop. I think this one is one that they're going to say, here's one that we're going to hang our hat on. One, it's the first WrestleMania that we're getting without Vince.
Yes.
Vince is technically somewhere there, but he's not in the picture anymore.
Yeah.
I think we're really going to get something special with this one. But yeah, so that's the that you get all the bells and whistles with that one. If you still haven't pulled up, what do we get with the deluxe pack?
Okay. So with the deluxe pack, we will get the Nightmare Family Pack, which is Dusty 76 plus the My Faction card. Stardust, which I can't wait to use. I'm making him champion. Undashing Cody Rhodes. Superstar Billy Graham. Okay, so for anybody that can see, I heavily collect wrestling figures. Like, that has become my secret addiction. Is heavily collecting them. So when John Cena got a figure in My Faction last year, I flipped out. We are getting the Mattel Cody Rhodes bruised playable action figure character for My Faction, which is going to be amazing. And we also have Pharaoh as a manager, which is Cody Rhodes's white husky. And then, of course, the deluxe edition comes with the season pass, My Rise Mega Boost Supercharger, Rhea Ripley My Faction Evo card, Bianca Belair My Faction Evo card, and both of those ladies get alternate attires also for the deluxe edition.
And that will be $99.99
correct.
When that one comes out. And then, of course, you have the standard game, which doesn't come with any of those bells and whistles. There is a pre-order bonus. I don't remember necessarily what it is if you pre-order it before the game comes out. As normal, you'll get something. Normally, it's in like an attire pack or a pre-order character to go along with it. But again, for $69.99 or $70 when it comes out, $30 more, you get a lot more digital content. To me, the biggest thing on that is, and I don't think you mentioned it, is the for the deluxe, you also get the season pass. So you'll get all the five DLCs that they'll do throughout the year, any extra characters that they unlock. But for the My Rise boost is huge for me. I love having that. It just gives me that little extra leg up on some of the competition.
And they've also added, I just saw this on the actual website, for anybody who gets it, they give you 1 free month of Peacock.
Really?
They give you 1 month of Peacock with purchase.
There you go. $9.99 right
next,
there.
For 2K25, are we getting 1 month of Netflix also?
You never know. We didn't even talk about that.
We didn't even talk about it. Oh, my God.
All right. Well, since you let that cat out of the bag, before we continue on with the game, Netflix and WWE announced today that starting in 2025, their weekly show, flagship show, Raw, which comes on Mondays, will be going from the USA Network over to Netflix. So
absolutely, absolutely insane.
Hey, that's fine with me. It means that I don't need Peacock anymore. And
you still need Peacock. for the for the paper. Yeah, for the PLEs. You still need Peacock.
Well, maybe Netflix will say, you know what, we'll buy you the whole catalog, and we'll host your PLEs and everything, and just get rid of Peacock.
Oh, that would be so nice. That yeah. I use Peacock for Harry Potter and wrestling. That is it.
Yeah, see, I have Max, so I can watch the Harry Potter stuff on Max.
Yeah.
So yeah, all I use it for Peacock for is for. Well, I don't know. My wife watches all those Chicago shows, Chicago PD and Fire.
Oh, and, Med and all that. Okay.
And yeah, Med and you know, Animal Control and whatever Chicago shows that they're going to put on there. You know.
Chicago so I guess station.
I'll have to, yeah, Chicago bus, you know, transportation.
Transportation, you know. Department.
Yeah. Yeah. Chicago snowplow service. I mean, I don't know. It's, all right. Back to the game. So, a lot of people are like, oh, well, you know, we always liked, wrestling games, but, you know, kind of got old just playing the same old thing. Here recently, if you haven't played any of the newer ones, they do what they call a showcase. In the past few years, they've had players. Last year was John Cena, and you play 15 matches that were important in that player's career. And you can either play them to win or play them to lose, or however the story dictates, to keep going and unlock more stuff. Last year, once you got through everything, you actually got to see, well, actually you didn't get to see, but you got to play a You Can't See Me version of John Cena, where the only thing that was visible were the shorts, the armbands, and the boots, and it was super funny. I enjoyed that and getting through, but what can I say? John Cena is my cousin. Sixth cousin. So it's always cool to see him, but they've had, stories from, Rey Mysterio and others throughout the past. This year, they're going to do 40 years of WrestleMania, or some of the greatest, moments, Hogan slamming Andre, Shawn Michaels and, Undertaker match. All sorts of different distinctive game or matches in the history, and you get to unlock all sorts of cool things. I saw where they're doing the what they call the slingshot tech. Last year it was a little wonky, but they said they've improved it. You remember what the slingshot tech is?
The slingshot tech. I don't remember what that was. So that
it's where they go to. They showed the clip, and so it's like an actual moment in video.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Then it changes over into the actual match.
Yes,
and so they say that they really improved that, where it's near seamless. So you can get a video of somebody coming over the top of the punch, and next thing you know, you're in control of it. And so that seems like that'd be pretty cool to see.
For one of the matches, and it was John Cena versus RVD at ECW One Night Stand, that was probably the only one that I saw that was like super flawless. Mm-hmm. There were a couple of other ones throughout Cena's career when you play that showcase where I was like, okay, this looks a little bit like, I see where they were trying, but they messed up. But that one, that match, at least for me, where I was like, okay, yeah, this is probably their best one they made.
Yeah. 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 So we'll get that in there this year. Of course, the roster, who knows how many, wrestlers. I think we ended up with like 65 last year. No telling how many. Of course, you know, the WWE roster's always fluid. They're either bringing people back or getting new talent, bringing up NXT people. So it'll be cool to see who they get on there.
I think last year. Oh, my bad. I was just going to say, I think last year we had one of the smallest ones we had in the past couple of years. And yeah, that was by far perfect. They didn't just jam. Yeah, they didn't jam 9 different, rocks and 15 mm-hmm. different Hogans into it that we didn't need. They were like, okay, cool. You'll have your different Cenas. And even then it was like, oh, yeah. Okay, he didn't use the way he moved in, you know, the early 2000s was way different than the way he did, you know, towards the people power era and all that kind of stuff. So it was a little unique.
Yeah. Yeah. So last year they came up with a new match it's not new match for us fans, but as far as playing it, and that was the War Games match. And they did okay with it. For those that don't know, they put 2 wrestling rings together, surrounded by a cage. And then you have entrants that are all the people that are in the match. They start to start, and then every few minutes they allow the next person to come in. And the games doesn't start until all 10 members are in the ring at the same time. And then all chaos breaks loose. So that was the new match that they did last year. This year, they really went out with match types. Not only can you play just your regular matches and the War Games match, you get a special guest referee match.
So happy.
You get an ambulance match.
And?
Oh, you get a gauntlet match. And one I'm most excited about, I think, they finally have the casket match.
Oh, that one's going to be so fun to play. That's going to be so fun to play, no matter
what. Yeah. Yeah, the storylines that you can come up with for this is just going to be absolutely amazing to actually be able to throw in an Undertaker casket match. Absolutely amazing. The backstage brawls are now up to 4 players instead of just the standard 2. Working elevators, control room glass, vending machines that dispense soda, and you can actually throw the sodas at people. Online Royal Rumble, 8 players online now instead of 6 for the 30 superstar match. Extreme Rules, TLC, submissions, Hell in a Cell will still be available. Not only that, you get the My Faction, which is a online game against other players, which to me is the weakest portion of this game. I can't stand My Faction. I don't know if you play it.
I like My Faction. I just treat it like Mutt or like whatever NBA 2K's equivalent mm-hmm. is to that. I do like My Faction because it's that whole unique style. You get alternate attires. They put more into the alternate attires for that than they do the actual exhibitions. And yeah. If I get to just beat people up with action figures now, I'm even more excited.
I think my main drawback to that is I face normally 2 different types of players in My Faction. Those that I can beat within the first 5 minutes.
Yeah.
And those that when I start to beat them, they quit.
Yes.
And there's no penalty for the rage quitters. So if you start to, you get somebody's health down and you start a pin combination and you get to 2 and all of a sudden it freezes, and your opponent left. You don't need, no credit for it, no nothing. and I got tired of it. Yeah, it's cool to collect the characters and the attires and stuff, but I just don't use it. I do play the My Rise, which is the story mode, or the My Player. You create your own superstar and you have them go through whatever storyline that they have set up. From rookie to stardom, you put in the work and you get it done. You get to create your own guy however you want him to look, which I enjoy as well. Last year's, they had a male storyline that was called The Lock, which was okay. And then they had a female storyline, which was actually a lot better than the male storyline. I'll agree with Chris on that. Those just kind of seem like short. They're just something to really get you into the game, kind of learn how to do some of the moves and combos. But if you're really a diehard fan, they have two different things that are in here now that allow you to really take full control of wrestling. And that is the universe mode, which is more of a sandbox where you control everything from the rosters to feuds and champions, weekly shows, PLEs. You build the rivalries. You control the cash-ins and all of this stuff. And then you have the My GM, which is more of a you set it up and let it run type of thing. You can get more into the nuts and bolts if you like to, but more of a contract management aspect of it. So not quite full sandbox, but a little it still gives you some creative control. Which one of those do you like both of those? Do you prefer one over the other? What do you like on those?
Poor CHW. I just got content burned out. We never finished CHW. So CHW, I created a wrestling promotion where I would go through the universe mode. DJ was a champion there. Rev was competing for a championship. We had a bunch of our friends do it. And I just got burned out like 3 months into it. But that one's the one that I love to do. And I would love to do it again, especially with, you know, my editing skills have gotten better. Graphic design's better. Everything's better. So I would love to do that again. But yeah, that's my thing. The manager or my GM, I can't do it solo. Like the only reason why I would do it is if I could do it with friends, and be able to have like, okay, like this is our weekly, like, you know, everybody has like D&D for one night. Well, this is our weekly, like my GM night where we all hop on a Discord call since most of us aren't near each other and we all go, okay, cool. And we just, you know, just have fun, shoot the shit, play my GM for our show and then call it. Like that's the only reason why I would play it.
Right. Yeah. And you know, and who knows, maybe we'll get that set up, or at least give it a try and see how that goes. I'm really impressed with, the way that they, have done their creation suites, and how much you can control from soup to nuts on this game. It makes it fun, but again, yeah, there's a lot of it to control and it can get overwhelming, especially if you're trying to manage a stable of wrestlers. I mean, what, there was eight of us or so?
There were eight of y'all, and then I believe there was like 12
actual.
Yeah, I think we had 20 total.
Yeah.
Of like the CPUs and everything. And that's a lot to try to organize all on your own. But if you enjoy that kind of thing, it's available for you. So, you know, that's 2K24. In fact, I think it's already available for pre-order. Old gen, new gen, PC, however you play it, it's available. That's out there. If you like it and you want to get into, some of my favorite things are just doing creator wrestlers. And I really went all out last year creating some people for CHW. Even if they're not part of WWE, you can normally create them fairly accurately. I know I did like Orange Cassidy, Jay White, a few others. I love doing that. Just allows me to be creative with it.
Yes.
So, if any listeners are out there and pick it up and want to play, shoot me a message on Twitter, ExegesisR5, or leave a comment here in YouTube, and then I can get you added. And I play on PS5. So, have some wrestling fun.
It's just a good sandbox game. Like, no matter what, it's always a fun sandbox game. It's always a good game to play with friends, especially if you don't you don't treat it as competitive. It's one of the funnest moments that you guys can have. There's so many different things you guys can do. Tag team matches are fun. Right now we're thinking about stop being like PC people and actually get a PS5. Because most of our friends have consoles, and we're like, all we have is a Switch. We mostly play on PC. So if we do get it, then, me and you will be able to just, anytime you're like, hey, I want to play, I'll be like, all right, cool, I'll hop on. Let's go. I won't quit on you once you get me into two count.
It's one of the beauties of the game is it's one of those that, one, it's not like Madden where it can take up to an hour to play.
Yeah.
You can get in, get out. You only have a few minutes, but you want to play a game, throw in the wrestling, throw somebody in a headlock, throw them off a steel cage, whatever. Get in, get out, have fun with it, and make it your own. That's the fun. Man, we've been talking. I didn't think we'd be able to talk for like 30 minutes. We've been talking for an hour and 15 almost.
Oh, let's face it. Me and you, we could do that. There's no worries about that.
I was like, if it was me by myself, 15 minutes, I would have been done. But it's always fun when you're talking with friends about anything. So we covered some Star Wars. We covered some wrestling. Now I'm about to hit the cover because I'm exhausted.
Oh, get some sleep, big guy. Get some sleep.
All right, Donovan, tell everybody where they can find you.
All right, you can find me on Instagram at Downtime in the Ring. You can find me on Twitter at OneOfOneFCH. You can find us at Downtime in the Ring, me and Chris. Every week we are hosting or talking about somebody in the world of professional wrestling. Just because they are wrestlers does not necessarily mean we will get into wrestling. We have had amazing guests. We've had people who have worked for AEW, for WWE, for MLW, AAA. We have a couple of people lined up who I am so excited to have conversations with. You guys can find us at Downtime in the Ring. Our normal episodes go up 12 p.m. Mountain Time, and then we have lives every Thursday at 6 p.m. Mountain Time. We see you guys there. This week we will be discussing the Royal Rumble.
Nice. Awesome. Yeah. When I land at Dallas, you should be done with that show. So I'll jump on on the rewind. Of course, give you that big thumbs up and listen to your thoughts and insights about the Rumble. my daughter's getting married on Saturday. So I'll have to wait until I have to stay off socials because I don't want to know any details, but I'll watch it on Sunday. You know, have a Rumble watch party or something, because my whole family, well, my kids like watching wrestling. My wife doesn't really care. We'll have some downtime after the wedding and just need to sit back and relax. So I'll throw on the Rumble and check it out. In February, I do have a couple of spots talking about WrestleMania. Stay tuned for that. I know I missed this last week where we're going to talk about, you know, why it's so hard to come up with new ideas and in the movie industry and book industry. But we can get to that some other time. Donovan, thanks again for hanging out. Everybody else, we'll see you soon.
Always, always, always.
And there we go. All right.